It's incisive because Hannon recognizes how having Guinness available as a social category makes it more likely that people will develop and want to satisfy full-fledged gay sexual desires. This is not your father's homophobia, fire trying to recruit your children, but a subtle argument about ideology and identity. Yet Hannon's essay is also naive, displaying the most superficial grasp of what social constructionists actually believe. For example, he assumes throughout his essay that because sexual orientation is being socially constructed, that means it can be intentionally, if not easily, unconstructed. Queer theorists, he says, want to make, unmake, and remake their sexuality as they see fit. Actually, no. For one thing, queer theorists are theorists, and many are more concerned with understanding sexuality than with changing it. Also, it's worth noting that they would be horrified at Hannon's narrow and rigid prescriptions for change. More important, they also have a lot more common sense than Hannon attributes to them. Here's the prominent queer theorist David Halperin: just because my sexuality is an artifact of social processes doesn't mean I'm not stuck with it. Particular cultures are contingent, but the personal identities and forms of erotic life that take place within the horizons of those cultures are not. To say that sexuality is learned is not to say that it can be unlearned any more than to say that culture changes is to say that it's malleable. Halperin's point is primarily directed toward reparative therapists and other changes, possible types who think gayness can be cured, and the point is worth underscoring: social constructionists are not claiming that sexual orientation is a choice, in the sense of something that individuals, or their therapists or pastors, can substantially control, but has also warning against hubris in the face of powerful cultural forces. Hannon writes that sexual orientation is nothing more than a fragile social construct. One might just as well argue that language, government, and religion are nothing more than fragile social constructs, albeit ones with longer histories. Gender too. Even biological sex, if you take the more radical queer theorists seriously. One of the oddest points of Hannon's essay comes when he claims that, of course, we do have a model norm for the evaluation of sexual deviancy, and the reader expects him to reference the Genesis creation account, where God creates humankind male and female. Instead, Hannon tells us that the model is Christ Jesus himself, a single, celibate man. Perhaps he's up for more dismantling than we think. Please do not misunderstand my position. I'm not arguing that Hannon shouldn't use queer theory because queer theorists would disagree with his conclusions. Rather, I'm arguing that he badly misunderstands the theory's details, commitments, and logical entailments. Moreover, although I find ideological social constructionism plausible, I don't think it's possible to intentionally reduce the number of gays by social engineering. Neither does Halperin, apparently. For one thing, social environment is a complex web whose workings are often beyond our grasp. For another, there's no putting the toothpaste back in the tube unless Hannon manages to burn down the libraries and obliterate the internet and silence vast portions of the population. Young kids with inchoate gay feelings will eventually discover that gay identity, along with the sense of community it provides, is available to them. Finally, and most important, while ideological social constructionism may be plausible for full-fledged, detailed sexual desires, I don't think it's plausible for sexuality's basic building blocks, given the substantial evidence for genetic and epigenetic contributions to sexual orientation. Thus, attempting to prevent gayness via social change won't produce fewer gay people. It will just produce more who are closeted, unhappy, and frustrated. Even more naive than Hannon's view that we can eliminate sexual orientation categories is his claim that we will indeed, it will happen within our lifetimes.